Report, White House zeroes in on divisive political narratives at Smithsonian Museum. By Amy Farr on July 5, 2025. President Donald Trump's administration is once again reportedly taking aim at the Smithsonian Institution for promoting biased narratives, this time at the National Museum of American History's Entertainment Nation exhibition. In an email to Fox News, White House official Lindsay Halligan reportedly criticized the taxpayer-funded museum complex for some of the content in the exhibition, which is planned to run for 20 years, the outlet said in an article published on Saturday. American taxpayers should not be funding institutions that undermine our country or promote one-sided, divisive political narratives, Halligan stated. The Smithsonian Institution should present history in a way that is accurate, balanced, and consistent with the values that make the United States of America exceptional. In a video posted in April 2022, the National Museum of American History announced it was opening Entertainment Nation later that year. The museum features popular culture items from television, movies, sports, and music. The Fox report highlighted some examples from the exhibit. One placard, featured alongside a 1923 circus poster, reads, "Under the Big Top, circuses express the colonial impulse to claim dominion over the world." Another, describing early American entertainment, declares, "One of the earliest defining traits of entertainment in the United States was extraordinary violence," the outlet said. The Fox report is just the latest news on how the museum complex has pushed leftist narratives. In 2020, the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture included a webpage about whiteness in America that defined it to include individualism, science, and hard work, per Breitbart News. A few years later, the Smithsonian was planning to include trans women in its projected Museum of American Women, and Smithsonian Magazine later linked so-called climate change with ancient Roman plagues, the outlet said. Halligan told Fox the Trump administration wants to fix the issues because framing American culture as inherently violent, imperialist, or racist does not reflect the greatness of our nation or the millions of Americans who have contributed to its progress. She reportedly said officials are reviewing all the content and working with leaders at the Smithsonian to do so. In March, Trump took aim at anti-American ideology infecting the Smithsonian Institution by signing an executive order, according to Breitbart News. A fact sheet read in part, "The order directs the Vice President, who is a member of the Smithsonian Board of Regents, to work to eliminate improper, divisive, or anti-American ideology from the Smithsonian and its museums, education and research centers, and the National Zoo."